Good morning, afternoon, evening, middle of the night, wherever you are. We have podcast listeners across the globe. So hello, hello to you. It's so good to be with you. This Friday is going to be short, a little bit of rant, and to the point, because I've got to share a conversation I had and the lesson I think that came out of it. Before I dig into that, I just want to let you all know about something pretty exciting happening over here at Launch Street that you can be a part of. This is great for you if you are really looking to get unstuck, if you've got some sticky challenges you're trying to solve, if you've got challenges that you keep solving over and over and over again, if you know there's opportunities in front of you, but you just haven't been able to go after them, or you can't see them clearly because of just all the stress and the just incremental thinking that's going on, which, by the way, you're not alone. This is great for you if you're looking for an infusion of innovative thinking. If you feel like every time you try to be innovative, you get, you know, the kind of brain freeze going on, or the writer's block, as they call it, this is going to get you past that hurdle. Here's what it is. It is the Big Ideas Innovation Challenge. It is 10 minutes a day for 10 days. I'm going to help you clarify what you're working on, the problem you're trying to solve. We are going to generate a wealth of breakthrough ideas. And then, because I'm not going to leave you hanging there, at the very end, we're actually going to go through and create the action plan so that you can move the right ideas forward and push the wrong ideas aside. In fact, this is often where I see people get stuck. There's actually two places, and we're going to get you past both of those sticking points. The first place is, I know I've got stuff to solve, and I know I need innovation, but I don't even know how to create those innovative ideas. I'm so stuck in my rut. Well, I'm going to get you over that with this 10-minute exercise every single morning that you're going to do and create a wealth of ideas. Each exercise is going to help you unlock different perspective, different ideas, different thinking. They're so dynamic. Then, the second sticking point is, oh my gosh, I have all these ideas. So then I get overwhelmed. I don't know what to do with them. And action never happens, or I don't know which ones I should really pursue. I've got you covered. I've got a fantastic method called the stoplight method that's going to help you organize your thinking, categorize the ideas, figure out which one to move forward with, and then create a simple action plan that's going to help you take those first steps. Big Ideas Innovation Challenge. It is now open. I'll put a link in the show notes. It starts April 5th and goes through the 15th. Why 15th? Because it's National High Five Day, of course. Hey, come join us. The last time I did this, we sold out. So I'd love to see you there. And check this out. While the value is $397, the price that I'm making for the public is only $21. That's it. $21. That's like $1.80 something a day. That's all. Go join. All right, let me get to today's short rant, as I said in the beginning. So I was on a Clubhouse conversation, and just so you all know, I don't spend that much time on Clubhouse. I don't know if you do. I love it. I'm fascinated by it, but I can see how people get sucked into it all day long. So I was in one of those moments. I was sucked into actually what was a fantastic conversation with some other innovation leaders about change models, innovation models. And everybody was going on and on about innovation models and different methods and approaches. And as you all know, I come from a much more human side of innovation. How do we get people to be more innovative so that we buy into those models and we buy into that change? And the conversation we were getting into was how to get people to change, to move in different directions, to go after different opportunities, to embrace a new approach, a new business model, which a lot of us are having to face right now because 2020 disrupted everything. Our business models have changed, and we need our teams, our people, to change with the times. And I often hear actually from leaders saying, my team knows they need to change, but they're not doing it fast enough. They're not embracing it. They're rolling their eyes or waiting it out. So this was this conversation I was having, and they kept talking about how kind of sticking points in the change model. And I raised my hand in the Clubhouse because I wanted to throw out something important and different than what everybody else was talking about. And I want you to think about this too. It's not the change model that matters when you're trying to shift directions, make that change happen. When, you know, you're at point A and you're trying to get to point Z, whatever that is, and that's a pivot in some way, whether that pivot is 2% or 170%, right? Whatever it is, that pivot, the change model that you decide, the method, the journey, the steps that need to be taken in your business, those actually aren't the sticking points. We spend so much time on that. We think, well, this would have worked better if I had taken this step instead of that step, or this would have worked, you know, this would have gotten more buy-in if we had done the roadmap this way versus that way. Well, that's actually not it at all. Here's actually what's going on. Here's the step that's missing and why your change isn't getting implemented, getting buy-in, isn't working, you're not getting engagement. The change model is fine. In fact, I don't even like to use the word model because I think it's more of a roadmap that you have to assess as you go. It's kind of like when you drive down the street, right? You hit a red light, you see some traffic, and you go, huh, should I take a different route there? Destination might be the same, but the direction is different. So I don't even like models. So let's call it a roadmap. So you've got your roadmap for change. You're here, you need to go over there, and you need to pivot, and you need everybody to be on board. So that's where we stop, right? We do this change roadmap. We give it to everybody, we say hurrah, and we expect everybody to move and for the ship to change directions. Here's what you're missing, and here's what I missed for a long time in the beginning days of my career. It's marrying a change roadmap with a contribution roadmap. Marrying a change roadmap with a contribution roadmap. Here's what I mean by that. You can set the vision, you can set the roadmap for how you're going to get there, how you're going to make this change. But what you need to do next is create a roadmap and a blueprint even of how everybody on your team, from if you're a big team, from the receptionist to the CEO, if you're a small team, even the people who are part-time, how they contribute to that change, how their jobs, how your job contributes to that change and making it happen. The link that's missing for most people, and the reason they're not embracing this roadmap that you've put in front of them, is because they don't see how their little job in their little box impacts the bigger picture. I see this time and time again, and believe me, this is true for people who are vice presidents, and it's true for people who are junior account people or people in the front lines working part-time in your stores. It's true across the board. Like if I'm the VP and I'm over here thinking, well, okay, so we are going to more online sales and I'm the manager of this brand over here. So I mean, I just have to keep my brand going and not losing money. How does that impact the bigger shift the whole company is making? You got to set it out for people. And in fact, I wouldn't say set it out. I would say you got to get them involved in the conversation so that they can decide how they impact it and then bring it all together. One of my favorite parts of the change roadmap work that we do when companies hire us to do that's more of a consulting side of our business. One of my favorite parts isn't just the roadmap and the change and really getting crystal clear on where the organization needs to head given the variables in the marketplace today. That's all great and it's exciting, but my favorite part is in when we then bring the teams together and we say to them, here's where we're headed. How do you contribute to that? How does your job contribute to that? And everybody starts to map it out. You will see a beautiful picture on a puzzle come together as everybody puts their pieces in. But if you're out there and you're leading change in your organizations, whether you're a team leader or a company owner, I would really encourage you to think about not just the roadmap of change, but the roadmap of contribution. Where does everybody fit in? And then reinforce that over and over again. Put that on their job description. Send them an email with it. Give them a beautiful visual how everybody contributes. It's never a one-time thing. That's a whole different conversation around innovation. It's why we launch and abandon so often, because we get all excited. We do the front-end work, but we don't invest over time. Your people need to see very clearly. They need to feel it. They need to own it. How they fit into the change you're asking them to make. And it's not just a job description skill. Sometimes it's a mindset. Sometimes it's having a vision. But they need to know that what they do in their little world at their desk is actually impacting the bigger vision. That's why so many people fall off. They don't see it. They don't understand it. And suddenly, for them, put yourself in their shoes for a minute. For them, it feels like the ship is moving and they're being left behind. Now you're probably looking at them and going, what are you talking about? You're like right up here with the captain. They don't see it. You've got to map it out for them. That contribution model, that contribution roadmap should be a part of your change work. That should be a part of the entire journey, not something that you leave up to chance. All right, that's what I've got for you today. go join our Big Ideas Innovation Challenge. I mean, if you want some breakthrough ideas that's going to solve those sticky challenges and move you and your business forward, this is the place. It's going to be so great. 10 minutes a day for 10 days. Is that worth it? Oh, I think so. For a few breakthrough ideas that get you going, heck yeah. I'll see you there.